that the entire sheriff's department, the prosecution, and Interpol didn't know about. So, Judge, I don't know if that is evidence of anything, but the defense is certainly feeling like the party that's been damaged here. I couldn't believe it. The judge swiveled to Golentz and gave him the squint. The first time ever. I shifted to my right so that a good part of the jury had an angle on it. What about that, Mr. Golentz? The judge asked. It's absurd. You're... under the roof's eave and in front of the living room window. It was uncomfortable outdoor furniture I almost never used. I liked to contemplate the city from the deck and draw the charge. The only way to do that was standing. The file I'd brought out was on the table. Sisko pulled out a chair and was about to sit down when he stopped and used a hand to sweep the smog dust and crud off the seat. Man, don't you ever spray this stuff off? You're wearing jeans and a t-shirt, Sisko. Just sit down. He did, and I did, and I saw him look through the translucent window shade into the living room. The television was on, and Patrick was in there watching the Extreme Sports Channel on cable. People were doing flips and snowmobiles. Is that a sport? Sisko asked. To Patrick, I guess. How's it working out with him? It's working. He's only staying a couple weeks. Tell me about number 7. Down to business, okay. He reached behind him and pulled a small journal out of his back pocket. You got any light out here? I got up, went to the front door, and reached in to turn on the deck light. I glanced at the TV and saw the medical staff attending to a snowmobile driver who apparently had failed to complete his flip and had 300 pounds of sled land on him. I closed the door and sat back down across from Sisko. He was studying something in his journal. Okay, he said. Juror number 7. I haven't had much time on this, but I've got a few things I wanted to get right to you. His name is David McSweeney, and I think almost everything he put on his J-sheet is false. The J-sheet was the single-page form each juror fills out as part of the voir dire process. The sheets carry the prospective juror's name, profession, and area of residence by zip code, as well as a checklist of basic questions designed to help attorneys form opinions about whether they want the individual on their jury. In this case, the name would have been excised, but all the other information was on the sheet I had given Sisko to start with. Give me some examples. Well, according to the zip on the sheet, he lives down in Palos Verde. Not true.